Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, good evening. Yes, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on this Tuesday night edition of the program. Thank you for joining us once again, and tonight we thought we would have one of our own people here at RBN, one of our very own, who is an expert in the field of finance and economics at Republic Trading, come on the program and give us a little bit of his thoughts and his ideas on what he thinks is happening and what you should know to prepare yourself and your family for the days ahead with the economy being what it is. So we've invited Robbie Noel to be on the program, and I think we have him. Robbie, are you there?
How are you doing, my friend?
Okay, you're there. I'm doing fine. How are you tonight, Robbie?
Way past my bedtime, brother.
No. Well, I all I can do is apologize for that.
No problem. My pleasure. Thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes.
I don't know about the financial expert, but...
Well, I wouldn't say I understand your humility, but I think I could rely on you a little bit more than I can rely on myself. That's for sure. So here I am. Here I am. And, you know, today must have been quite a day for you to get the anticipated news about the plunge initially in the stock market and all sorts of great expert analyses as to what they think is actually happening and efforts made by the engine of inflation, the Fed, you know, to do its thing to allegedly and purportedly stimulate growth and to allay the fears of the American public. And not only the American public, but really the world, now that they have created a worldwide scenario of central banking and the effects of it throughout the entire planet. So it must have been quite a day for you to wake up and see what was happening, eh?
Well, no question, but I think some of the telling remarks from from some of the noted financial analysts that appear on television on a regular basis, the 75-point rate cut the Fed gave the market this morning is not really going to do anything to help anybody out or stem the onward march of that wonderful word nobody wants to say, and that's recession.
Mm-hmm.
and so basically it is the perception that they are trying to create. In other words, they're not doing anything. It's just the perception that the Fed is attempting to resolve this financial crisis. It has not resolve this financial crisis. We have put a short-term solution on a long-term problem. As I like to always say, it's a habit that politicians have had for many years, and that's simply kicking the can down the road mm-hmm. of personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point in time, we're going to kick the can so far down the road we can't kick it any further. I actually thought we had hit the skids about a week ago. Mm-hmm. But apparently they figured out another way to kick the can even further down the road. And so what we are dealing with right now is more perception than reality.
That
and unfortunately
is for sure.
The reality is going to hit home, and when it does, it's going to be very unpleasant, and it's going to be very painful, and it's going to last for a long time.
Indeed, and that's where Republic Trading can help people as well. So we'll pursue this, and we'll invite listeners to join us with questions they may have for you and us, and what we see looming on the horizon here. 800-313-9443 is the number, and Robbie Noel is my guest. I'm Rick Adams.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
All right. Well, thank you for that advice and that admonition from the president. And we are here tonight with Robbie Noel of Republic Trading. And already we have some on the line that will have questions, and we'll take them in just a few moments. Let me just ask Robbie, you know, you made a very salient point, Robbie, and my study of economics has been really out of college, out of the school system, so to speak, because I didn't expect to learn anything from the professors, and sure enough, I was right. Most of them, Keynesian, macro, microeconomics, and of course, they believe in big government. They believe that government is the source of wealth and not the private sector, not the people who work and produce, but that this Federal Reserve will somehow keep us going and keep us, you know, from going through these severe booms and busts. And that was one of the ways they sold the Fed to us, you know, in 1913 and sneaked it through. But here we are now in 2008, and we've had nothing but depreciation of the value of the currency that they've given us. And my question is, based on what you've just said, how in the world is it possible to take a heroin addict and tell him that if we give him just another dose of heroin while he's strung out and he's just about ready to go into the deep freeze, that somehow that might act as a stimulus to his body? How is that possible? You get the drift here, Robbie?
Sure. Well, actually, the president has recently signed an executive order establishing a group called the President's Advisory Council on Financial Literacy. The insanity of this executive order is probably unparalleled. The so-called purpose of this council is to keep the nation economically competitive and encourage financial literacy of the American people. And basically what it is government simply working in conjunction with the Federal Reserve has done everything in their power since the implementation of the Federal Reserve to ensure that the American people know nothing about how our monetary system really works.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that actually gets it is the person that the mainstream media do not want to cover, and that happens to be Ron Paul,
mm-hmm.
who today, when he was in Louisiana, was asked about the Fed's rate cut, and Paul had warned the current economic crisis would develop and has blamed the Federal Reserve for creating it. And he went on to say, and I quote him, he says, "The Fed has again taken our country into a terrible crisis. Who else is talking about honest money that cannot be printed up at will by D.C. bureaucrats? My opponents in both parties are all the same variety of print-and-spend Keynesians."
Mm-hmm.
And Rick, that's where we are. I mean,
that's
this
exactly
is,
where we are. Yes,
we are unfortunately dealing with an overwhelming majority of people that have been convinced by Keynesian economics, because that is what's taught in all the schools, that's what's taught in all the colleges, and unfortunately, Adam Smith type economics is discarded and never debated. Because if it was, as Ron Paul has made the point many times, it would expose the fraudulent Federal Reserve System. And subsequently, if people don't understand how the system works, it's a reason why they don't understand. When people look at their bank accounts, this is how insidious the system is. If someone has $10,000 in their bank account that mm-hmm. they've had there for a year, well, they looked there last year, it was $10,000. Today it's $10,000 plus some change because of interest. And they cannot see that they may have 10,000 digits in their bank account, but those 10,000 digits from a year ago are only buying $8,000 worth of stuff. They do not see the depreciation that's taking place. And what we are witnessing right now with the Fed lowering rates once again, and they're going to lower rates again next week, another half a point.
That's right.
It is theft of money in broad daylight, and nobody blinks an eye. Because everybody thinks that by the Fed reducing interest rates, mm-hmm. that they're doing us a favor,
yeah.
because we can now reduce our credit card interest, or we can refinance our homes at a lower rate. But what they don't see is the silent theft of money.
That's right. That's the key right there, and that is what none of the experts on any of the media shows that I've watched have ever even begun to talk about. And it's so simple. It's so fundamental. It's so basic that it's just amazing. You have to wonder, you say, wait a minute, are they all that ignorant, or are they aware, too keenly aware, that if they begin to talk about it, they're going to be out of a job pretty soon, as Ron Paul has found out with the coverage of his campaign, casting him as a radical and an extremist simply because he does not subscribe to this post-1913 world of international thievery. He believes in gold as money and a solid foundation of the currency so that we end this continuous large-scale boom-bust cycle created by the Fed, the devaluation of the currency, which forces the prices to go higher and higher and higher. So he's an outcast, and anyone who talks like that is now considered to be an extremist, a radical. Well, I'll tell you, sometimes the word extremist has some very positive connotations, Robbie. As you know, if you go to a doctor and you need a surgery or you need to have something done immediately, you don't want a moderate there. You want an extremist, someone who is extremely well prepared to do the job. You don't want someone mediocre. You want someone who knows what he's doing. And in this case, that's exactly what applies. The Fed is the engine of devaluation of the currency. They create a currency, compel people to do business with it, and then lower the value of it every day, stealing the value of it from our bank accounts. Hey, there's no safe deposit box when it comes to this thing called devaluation. And like the heroin addict who now is addicted and finds that his body craves more because each shot now is worth less to his body. He now needs more to sustain him. At the same time, what is it doing to the body? Well, it's destroyed his body, hasn't it? And that's what the Fed, I think, has been created to do. And it's doing a fantastic job of it. So rather than looking at these phony stimuli and this nonsense of, what they have given us now, going back to the Keynesian model of economics, abandoning supply side and so forth, what they're really doing is giving us another dose, hoping that somehow we'll be gullible enough to take that other final dose of heroin and somehow survive. Well, we're not in a position to continue to survive when the very nature of international trade and our economy itself is at stake. So, I mean, I think it's pretty well discredited now, the whole banking system, and yet you wouldn't know it to listen to any of the experts, would you? Would you?
Hmm. Well, of course not, because they think that the Federal Reserve is first of all part of the federal government, which we know it's not, and they believe that the one power that the Federal Reserve has over rates will somehow obviously resolve this crisis and ward off talk of depression or recession. Well, we haven't even got around to accepting recession, even though we technically are in a recession as we speak. And depression is the next step that we go to. And it's not only the extremists on talk radio that are talking. And by the way, I might as well, considering I'm in Arizona, I might as well pick up on your extremism take there and remind you of what Barry Goldwater once said,
that yes,
extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice, or words to that effect. So when we look at this, and who is actually talking about the real state of the economy, unfortunately it comes from varying people. Bill Gross from Pimlico, not known as an extremist or a right-winger or a lunatic fringe type by any stretch of the imagination, well-respected man in finance. He has said that. George Soros, whether you agree with his politics or not, he's a man that made $1 billion because he knows how the system works. He is actually saying that we are facing the worst economic times in 60 years. There are people trying to raise their voice out there. David Walker, the head accountant of America, head of the government accounting office, is on a Wake Up America tour going around the country saying if we do not address the current fiscal imbalances, which, by the way, he refused as an accountant to sign off on the 2007 financial year of the United States government, which is saying something when an accountant won't sign off on something because he couldn't make head or tails of it. When you take all these people, you have to come to a conclusion that what they're saying is pretty correct.
Yes, indeed. All right, we'll be back with our guest, Robbie Noel, Republic Trading, and we'll take your calls just ahead on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we're back now, and I'd like to just ask a quick question. If you're in good health or not, that's the question, are you? Well, if not, then RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help you. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular health, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today on the net at www.hbextract.com or call them at 866-295-5305. And we're back now with Robbie Noel. And sometime during this hour, before we run out of time, we just want to mention that you want to call Republic Trading and for a question, personal consultation, maybe with Robbie. He will help you with your investments, with your protection, your hedge, if it will. Because right now, I think, again, is a time for people who are wise to do some personal planning and investing, Robbie, right?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, if you want to preserve the current spending power, which is not much, of your Federal Reserve notes. I mean, there's only one asset that's going to do that for you, and that's gold. And who knows where we're going to see the price of gold. I wouldn't be at all shocked or surprised within weeks, net alone months, see gold top $1,000. I mean, it's inevitable. It's going to go there with and it's most probably going to happen next week when the Fed cuts interest rates again by half a point. They kind of painted themselves into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
The market has already baked in a half a point a cut. But obviously, because of Bernanke's speech last week, where he stated that the Fed stands ready to act decisively, as they said,
in
light of a weakness in the markets. And the banking system, this banking system has been corrupt for so long, it's the whole thing is unraveling. I mean, we are loosening. I mean, think about this insanity. We are loosening up interest rates in order to make more capital available, but the problem is the banks don't have the capital available to make it available.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is, even though they are loosening up the interest rates, it is harder for people to borrow money from banks today. Banks
and that's all they can do.
To other banks, let alone to the
exactly.
Private.
The house of cards is coming down precisely as it was intended to, I believe. So let's take a call from Connecticut here. Sammy is on the line. Hello, Sammy. You're on the program with Robbie and Rick. Are you there, Sammy? Do we have him? Quickly now. I think he's there. Here he is. Hi, Sammy. Hey, hi, Sammy.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, hello. Sammy.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, hi. No, I'm not Sammy.
All right, I didn't think so. All right, do you have a question
no,
for
Rob? That wasn't me. I think you did pick up somebody else from Connecticut, and
okay.
Then I came on. Okay.
Maybe we lost him. Anyway, you're on the air now, Henry.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It'd be interesting to hear somebody from my state. Okay, yeah, Robbie, all right. This is Henry. You mentioned about $1,000 gold. I heard Robert Chapman about last week before that Martin thing, holiday thing. He was on with another dealer, and he said that it wouldn't be surprising to see $1,000 gold by sometime around March.
Oh, look, there's no question. I mean, what we are witnessing right now, I mean, is pretty basic. It's not too hard to understand. By lowering interest rates, it makes the dollar less attractive to foreign investors.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, you would know that.
And by making it less attractive, because money has no loyalty, has no patriotism. Money seeks out its highest return.
Mm.
Now, whether or not people agree or disagree with America's foreign policy as to reason why they don't invest in America is a whole different story.
Okay.
But nobody is going to want to buy U.S. securities paying a paltry amount of what will soon be 3% mm-hmm. when they can invest their money in China and get 6% or invest it in Russia where mm-hmm. they get 8%.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do when we need roughly $2 billion a day in foreign investment just to pay the interest on the national debt?
Which the national debt is not even made of real money.
Well, sure, but the point is
actually,
that
Congress could write that off tomorrow if they wanted to.
Well, who are you gonna stiff? you're gonna
Rockefeller,
stiff the,
Rock, Rockefeller,
well,
Rothschild, Federal Reserve. I mean, Cooper.
Well, unfortunately,
it.
The yeah. large majority of U.S. debt is held by China and Japan and. And many other foreign currencies.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. So there's an entanglement there between the Federal Reserve and China and Japan. Oh, yeah. That's a mess.
That's
well, you know, that's what
created.
Jews do, you know. That's what Jews do. You know, they mess with money anyway, no matter how much.
Well, it's a Zionist,
yeah.
So I wouldn't go so far as disparaging all Jews, but you got to identify who these people are. They are Zionists. In other words, they may cloak themselves in Jewish religion, but they know more Jewish than I am a Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break. The hands of Esau, I see here. All right, we have a lot of calls, so I'm going to have to let you go, Henry. But
all
thanks
right,
for the call,
care.
And we'll be back with Ernie and Dwayne and Doug coming right up. Stay tuned for more. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. 1,000,000 years. The sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
And Radio Avenger is back now with Republic Tradings. Right here we're talking about with Robbie Noel, the whole economic debacle that is awaiting us here in America and the world, for that matter. And let's go right back to the phone, Robbie. We have so many callers tonight. Let's see. We have Ernie in Virginia first. Hello, Ernie.
Thank you, Rick. And hi, Robbie. So on Lou Dobbs tonight, there was discussion on the presidential candidates that had the most knowledge and leadership to lead us out of our current woes, economic and financial woes. And what was shocking is they did not list Congressman Ron Paul among the presidential candidates.
We're not surprised.
Oh, yes. And Huckaboo got 5% in the survey, and I think Giuliani 6%, or the opposite. And Obama and Clinton were in the 20s, and Romney had the most, the highest percentage with 28%. And yet there was no mention of Congressman Ron Paul's consistent efforts the past 20 years to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. He currently has House Resolution 2755 to do just that. There's been a lot of articles, The Jefferson of Our Time by Thomas DiLorenzo, and what Congressman Ron Paul is proposing in abolishing the Federal Reserve Board and returning to the gold standard and issuing coin and currency pursuant to the Constitution, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, getting rid of the IRS, and getting rid of all these wars where we cannot afford. And yet, we just see last week, I think it was last week, Congress approved another $700 billion for the war in Iraq. And as you mentioned, Robbie, GAO doesn't want to, it says the financial statements are, can't be balanced, but we're looking at $65 to $70 trillion in unfunded liabilities on an accrual basis. And the world knows we're broke, and we're insolvent, but our political leaders and our ministry of propaganda through mainstream media acts as if we're living in fantasy. Where is reality here? And when the Chinese know better, because if we go with that $150 billion rebate, what are we going to buy? We're not manufacturing anything. We're back down to, I think the manufacturing capacity is 50% of what it was in 1950. Or we're back at the 1950 level when we had half the population. So all of this spending isn't going to lead to increased manufacturing spending. And so from a Keynesian viewpoint, and when you look at government spending and consumer spending, the consumer spending is not going to increase manufacturing spending. So we're in this loop where they're going to buy more Chinese stuff. So
Go ahead. Let Robbie respond here.
Oh, you've got to understand who there's a paradigm shift taking place. I mean, we have new kings on Wall Street, and they made up, believe this or not, because we've got this war against Muslims. We have six Gulf states who control sovereign wealth funds with assets of some $1.7 trillion. Now, what they're doing with that money, which obviously comes from oil, what they're doing with those Federal Reserve notes we are shipping over there, they are converting those Federal Reserve notes into other currencies, and they are sitting and they are watching the dollar plunge, and they are sitting there with a big grin on their face when Merrill Lynch, J.P. Morgan, and Citibank come crawling on their hands and knees with their hat in their hand, begging for financial help. I mean, if it wasn't for these sovereign wealth funds, we would be in a lot more financial distress right now, because they're the ones that have bailed out Citibank and J.P. Morgan and all the rest of them.
Yes.
And so there is a financial shift taking place, very subtle, and they are using our own excesses in order to be the titans of the financial world.
Yes, but the we have such a mess from a financial viewpoint, with Wall Street cooking the books, three sets of books, and with these derivatives, there's no telling what the extent of the losses are by the major banks. And we'll end up nationalizing the banks, but we're bringing down the entire banking system, because it's so out of control, there is no integrity to the total system.
That's exactly what it was designed to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
They're moving forward. The real objective here is a regional government here, Amero, or another currency, and a one-world currency to be established to bring stability back to the planet.
And what they're doing, let me just add this and we'll move along.
Sure.
Ernie, what they're doing, the scenario you've painted is absolutely accurate. The whole purpose of it, I believe, is to bring down the middle class in America and to bring down America. You can't do that if you have a strong currency, you have a strong economy based on real money, can you?
Welcome back to the dark ages and the feudal system.
There you go.
Thank you,
Ernie, for your great call. And let's move along to Dwayne in Florida next. Hello, Dwayne. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're on with Robbie and Rick.
Hi, Robbie and Rick. I wanted to make a comment to Ernie's statement there. Ron Paul really does have the answer, and so did Ross Perot, but the American people didn't want any people of substance, and they laughed at him. And I think they're more concerned with how a person looks and what they really stand for.
Well, I don't know how many people are laughing now, though.
Yeah, well...
Do you think that people are laughing now when they have their paychecks cut and they can't afford to pay their loans now and their mortgages? I don't think so. But they're not given a real choice by control of the voting machines, right?
That's true. And what we saw tonight, we being left out. I heard Lou Dobbs talk a lot about, well, there's nobody talking about this, but, you know, yet Ron Paul has been talking about it, but they won't let him speak.
Absolutely. Well, because he's got the answers.
Right. One thing I wanted to ask Robbie.
Sure.
When does he really foresee the banks in this country closing? Would it be sometime by the summer, or and what is the dollar at now? What's the dollar worth now?
Well, Bank of America, his net worth has sunk 95%.
Wow.
I mean, fourth quarter net income for the second largest U.S. bank fell by $268 million, or 5 cents per share. It is amazing when you look at it and the extent of it. And as I'm not pumping Bill Gross from Pimlico here, but he estimates the cumulative structured investment vehicles, collateralized debt obligations, and various derivatives out there is somewhere in the ballpark of $500 trillion. I mean, that number in and of itself should make your head spin.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of our, according to David Walker, our unfunded liabilities are close to $50 trillion. So that gives you some size of the enormity of the problem we are facing. And there's no question that all these exotic financial instruments are going to unwind. These were created by MIT Keynesian economic whiz kids who produced computer models that they thought were infallible. They never considered the black swan, and I talk about the black swan all the time. And it's a black swan theory that...
Yeah.
That will kill you every time because it's what you never account for that is ultimately going to be your demise. And they never thought of the black swan theory, and we are living right now in the black swan theory, and it's not going to get any better. What the Fed is doing, what the Fed did today, what it's going to do next week, pretty much we are going to be taking interest rates down to around 3%. Doesn't leave them with many bullets in their barrel. We are to add more complexity to the situation. We're in a presidential election year, and I find it rather ironic that all these wannabe presidents are offering their solutions on how to solve the crisis. But the fact is, they won't be in office until January of 2009. And it's going to be a lot different world in 2009 than it is in January of 2008.
Right. Okay. Did you have another question, Dwayne, or was that it?
Yeah, I did. I like the idea about getting back to the gold standard. The only thing is, I've heard that Reagan had sent some gold to Margaret Thatcher back some time ago, because they were in like a depression or recession, and they said they went to look for the gold in Fort Knox, but it was gone. And I thought, well, where did it go? And if we do get back to the gold standard, how do we get back the gold that was lost? I mean, would we really even have a gold standard? Because I mean, if we're in a depression and there's no money to extract it from the ground.
Okay, all right. Let Robbie answer that, okay, and hang up and listen. Thank you. Robbie?
I guess it's about the only disagreement I have with Ron Paul. I mean, I understand the concept of a gold standard, but if we are to return to a true pre-1933 gold standard,
mm-hmm.
In order to instill people's confidence in the script that will be issued, is that if you have lost faith in the currency, you have the ability to go down to your bank and hand them a $20 bill and get a $20 gold piece in exchange. The reality of how much gold is in the world, all the gold that's ever been mined since the beginning of time is still above ground. And if we were to collect all the gold in the world, we would have 155,000 metric tons. Sounds like a lot, but it's not. A metric ton is 32,000 ounces. So if you want to do the math for yourself, 155,000 metric tons multiplied by 32,000, that'll give you how many ounces of gold out there. And it is not enough gold to effectively back a currency. So it would have to be, in order to back a currency with a quasi, would have to be a quasi gold standard, would have to be a basket of probably metals, gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, something where obviously there are still resources out there that can be captured, or a percentage of gold. But to do a one-for-one exchange, as was the case prior to 1933, I think it's physically impossible. But this
okay.
is not to discount, obviously, a gold standard.
Sure. Let's take another call. Doug in Texas is next. Hello, Doug. You're on the air with Robbie Noel.
Hi, Rick, Robbie. Robbie, I don't know why the most precious metals on the face of the earth right now are lead and brass. I do believe, and you can look at their appreciation rate, and they're getting very, you know, 22 shells are starting to cost like 30-06s were
a
few years ago. They are utilitarian, too. In other words, you can do something with that. I don't think you throw lead coins at anybody and scare them off or... you know, protect your liberties with, get where I'm coming from.
Yes.
Sure.
And it's like we're playing the little game of rock, what was that, scissors, rock, paper, whatever. Who's better off, a guy that's got a bunch of food, a guy that's got a bunch of guns, or a guy that's got a bunch of gold coins? Who would be better off?
Mm.
If I had a bunch of food... You couldn't trade gold coins for that because I can't eat them. And if
but
I had
you have,
guns,
did you
I
have to eat
give,
as well?
Trade them for gold.
Right. So you have to have some food and some guns and some bullets, and you need some other things as well, right? A little bit of maybe shelter and protection from the elements. But
yeah.
we see that day maybe coming that this is what they would like to be able to pull on the nation and the world, and they can take care of us with those camps, by the way. Thank you very much, you know. Mr. Bush to the rescue, and Mr. Cheney right behind him or in front of him, right?
Well,
that's what it comes down to. I get your drift, though, Doug. It's a good point. Excellent point. All right, thanks for the call, Doug. We've got to move along, though. Yes, did you want to comment, Robbie? Because we don't have too much time here for the callers.
Yeah, it reminds me of that statement that Claire Wolfe made in the 90s that shocked the nation, where she said it's too late to change the system and it's too early to start shooting the bastards.
Yes, right. That's where we are right now. Harry in Colorado is next. Hello, Harry. Hi, Harry. Are you there, Harry? Come on, I know you're there. Here he is.
I've got a little bit of money in the bank that I don't use. It's in the CD in the bank. And the bank, of course, that it's in, I understand, has lost $1.9 billion in default loans.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of shakes me up to have money in the bank there with with the bank that's lost that kind of money.
I don't blame you.
And I don't need the money. I don't spend it. I just leave it there and draw interest on it. It's supposed to expire March 30th when it terminates. When it comes due for reinvestment. I was just wondering if I put it in the gold. How should I put it in the gold? And is the possibility that the government can confiscate that gold like they did in the 1930s?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If
good
you
question.
Do have gold. What would you do if the government decided to confiscate the gold, all the gold, draw the gold in?
And this is not to say this is not to say that the government is incapable of doing stupid things in the future just because they did stupid things in the past. However, you've got to understand we are a different world in 2008 than we were in 1933. Prior to 1933, 99.9% of Americans owned physical gold. It was the coin of the realm. Today, less than 0.1% of Americans own physical gold. Not only would it be an impractical matter for them to attempt to confiscate gold, number one. Number two, compliance with anybody who has gold to turn it over to the government would be zero. And if the rest of the world heard that American government was so bankrupt that it had to confiscate its citizens' gold, you can kiss the dollar and America goodbye.
All right. Hope that helped answer your question, Harry. We got a break. Be right back with Leslie next, and we'll sum up and give the number for Republic Trading. Robbie Noel, my guest tonight, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Talking about the kind of glory you carry inside you for the rest of your life, knowing you've done something worth remembering, something that made a difference. Nothing in our lives will ever be as important as this.
All right, not too much time, but before we run out of time tonight, I want to mention again, you can leave a message for Robbie Noel at Republic Trading. 800-691-7898 is the number, 800-691-7898, and let him help you make the important decisions that need to be made in these times. So you ready for another call or two, Robbie, or did you want to say something else? All right.
No.
Let's take Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Robbie. Robbie, I just want you to know that Donald Trump agreed with your assessment on the Larry King show tonight. Yes, indeed, we are in a recession. He has no problems using that word, and also the his position, which I totally agree on, the $150 billion emergency stimulus bill is not the answer, because the consumption is just the consumption side, which I totally disagree with, is what is just to buy more Chinese products. What we need is to increase production, and the only way you can do that is lower the capital gains tax. We need more investment to stimulate the economy. But the sad thing is, I don't know if you saw it today, guys, but there was a Republican from Kentucky, and the member from OMB that was in the hearings in the Senate today was laying out what needed to be done for this program, and he was reciting Ben Bernanke's comments in regards to fiscal policies. The Republican senator from Kentucky was outraged, because he reminded the OMB that it was because of Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Greenspan that made this situation a total mess because of their monetary policies, and in no way they want, he wants his comments to be heard in regards to fiscal policies. He will, the Congress will deal with fiscal policies, and they don't appreciate, and he doesn't appreciate his opinions. Now, what did you think of that today?
Yeah. Well,
are they getting the message, Robbie?
You know, I mean, obviously, I can't fathom that nobody is getting this message. I mean, have the people gone into a brain lock? I mean, don't they go shopping on weekends to the grocery store? See, eggs are up 36%.
Robbie, as you know,
bread's up.
You're absolutely correct. Food has skyrocketed, and as you know, it's not on the price index along with gasoline. And we've had Lindsey Williams, or not we, but RBN has had Lindsey Williams on here. We have plenty of oil in this country that can be refined cheaply, higher grade than Saudi Arabia. You tell me what President Bush was doing in Saudi Arabia. What did he do? He had dinner over there? You know, why did he go over there? What did he come back with? Do you know?
Well, he sold $20 billion worth of arms to Saudi Arabia, sold $30 billion worth of arms to Israel, because he wants to keep peace in the Middle East.
Oh, he wants to keep peace? Well, I suggest he keep peace at, on the home front we need to stop the dependency of oil on the Middle East, and the way we do that is demand accountability from these Congress critters that we want these trade deals are going to be dealt with the Clinton and Bush gang from NAFTA, GATT, on down the line.
Hey, I see the clock ticking, unfortunately, Leslie, and those of you on the line, sorry we couldn't bring you all up, but good calls tonight, great calls, and Robbie, let me ask you if you can once again come back again sometime more
often.
We'd
Anytime,
love to have you on at night.
Yeah, sure. Give me a call.
Excellent.
It's not as bad
as
I thought it was.
Sure, sure. The number at Republic, I'll let you give it. How's that? Go ahead.
800-691-7898.
Robbie Newell, thank you for being with us tonight. My pleasure. Thank you, Rick. Amen, and keep up the good work. All right, Leslie, thank you. Sorry we couldn't bring up the others, but hey, tomorrow night we'll be back. Dr. Kasim Khalil will be back, Ron Paul campaign, and much more this week. I'm Rick Adams, and good night, everyone.